Chinese investment in immigration has become an important financing method for more than half of the developers in New York. Many high-end residential communities in the U.S. are being built with investment largely from Chinese investment immigration applicants. One such community in New York is being built with a 30% Chinese immigrant investor stake. Expected to provide 1,600 jobs for neighboring areas, this New York property project is only a start for Jonathan Rabino, investment director of the property project.
And because this project has gone so well and this development has gone so well, we're about to embark upon our second EB-5 project, which is going to be just about 20 minutes north of here.
The investment immigration plan, named Employment-Based Fifth Preference, or EB-5, stipulates that foreign investors can apply for green cards by investing $500,000 or more and providing at least 10 jobs. EB-5 was launched in 1990, and the number of applicants have soared up in the last 4 years. The number of green cards issued through the EB-5 program grew from nearly 2,000 in the fiscal year 2010 to more than 10,000 in 2014. Jason Jiao, an investment immigration lawyer with Yearman & Associates, says the surge in Chinese investment immigration is because of the growth of Chinese high-income earners and the growing employment demands of Chinese overseas students.
通过投资移民拿到身份还是对很多的家庭来讲是唯一的渠道。
Investment immigration may be the only method for many Chinese families to get green cards if they do not have relatives or jobs in the U.S. This is because investment immigration has no requirements for language skill, educational background, or work experience.
As the EB-5 Act expires in September, the U.S. Congress may prolong the EB-5 Act and increase the investment requirement to $800,000. It may also require stricter auditing and supervision due to some fraud occurrences with EB-5. Based on the statistics provided by nonprofit organization Invest in the USA, EB-5 brought to the U.S. some $1.5 billion of investment and 31,000 jobs in 2013. Peter D. Joseph, executive director of Invest in the USA, says he believes the U.S. Congress will continue to support EB-5 as an important financing method. He adds that a judicial oversight is needed to protect the interests of investors.
This program's grown as quickly as it has, as we discussed earlier.